Hello, everybody. This is Paul Douglas, sort of cutting in here, as I quite often do on Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenades. I want to swap a few questions and answers with the head man himself. And, Glenn, more or less seriously, let's get to the facts.
I'm listening and ready to go to work, Paul.
Well, I think almost everybody knows all about you, Glenn, that you were born in Iowa, went to school at the University of Colorado. They know how you got that first trombone, so let's skip the life story and get to a question that a lot of folks would like to have you answer. Now, they see your band, they like it, and they ask, how do you all keep that swell spirit up there day after day? And I'd like to know myself. What is the secret, Mr. Miller?
Well, one thing, we pay the boys, Paul. That sort of helps.
Well, I kind of asked for that one. But dead seriously, Glenn, what is the answer? After all, a band works long hours, traveling by bus most of the time. They must really get beat. How come they don't ever get down and have it affect the music?
Well, to answer you seriously, Paul, we start off by saying we got a swell gang, and that means a lot. We work hard together, but we also play together, and that means a lot, too. It may sound a little funny to say, but we're sort of like one happy family. Of course, we get a little tired once in a while and sort of let down, but then we meet a swell new gang of enthusiastic people. They're glad to see us, and, Paul, that makes us feel so good. You just aren't down anymore. We really get our kicks when the crowd starts breaking it up.
Well, I think that's the answer, Glenn. It sounds sort of like keep 'em flying. That's the real spirit. Now, a lot of the fans, too, want to know where you'll be heading this spring, so give us the lowdown. What's cooking?
Well, Paul, so far as we know, we'll be going for the coast soon to make another picture with Sonya Henie. The title is tentatively set as Iceland, I guess. And on the way back, we're going to stop out and see our friends in just as many places as possible. Everywhere we go, there'll be those moonlight serenades, of course, coming at you every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And, man, they really satisfy.
Well, we aim to, Paul, and the best way we can do is just play the tunes you folks listen want to hear, so let us know your favorite. Now, time's up, folks, so for Paul Douglas and for me, so long, everybody.
Oh, that was swell, Glenn. Now, if I may butt in here...
Come right in, Paul. I'm sure everybody recognized that Paul Douglas baritone already.
Well, thanks, Glenn. Maybe they have. After all, it's been a good 2 years since we first started kicking around the dialogue on those moonlight serenades of yours.
And, Paul, you've always been, shall I say, very satisfying.
Well, wait a minute, Miller. I came up here to interview you.
Well, you can get me next time. This time, I'm asking all the questions.
Okay, I won't argue with the head man.
Well, the usual question first is, where were you born?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Born and raised there, and that's where I first started talking.
On the radio, you mean?
Yes, on the radio, I mean.
And how long ago was that, if I'm not too personal?
Well, I'll give my age slightly, all of about 14 years back, Len.
Brother, you must have practically teethed on a killer cycle.
Oh, yes, Glenn. In those days, you did more than teethe on him. You sort of lived on him. You signed the station on around 7 o'clock in the morning, and just as likely as not, you put it to bed at 2 a.m. the following morning, and then if you turned around quick, you slept and put the station back on the air at 7 o'clock the same morning.
Well, how about that sports jive of yours, Paul? When did you get interested in athletics?
Well, that about the same time that you learned to play the trombone, Glenn. I just sort of played them and liked them and then talked about them, and well, I really get my kicks at any kind of a ball game.
What's this I hear about the acting department?
Well, that delves into the deep, dark, dank past. I might say that I have my initials on a few spears in various and sundry theaters around the country. My best performances are in Kane's Warehouse, probably.
And were you acting when you played to the Providence Steamrollers?
Well, I was a character actor, probably, under the bench. I did play a little stock, seriously, out where you went to school. I was a member of the Elitch's Gardens Stock Company back in 1925. Had a good actor as a leading man, a fellow named Frederick March. You ever hear of him?
Yeah, I sort of do. The kid gets around in the movies a little now.
A little bit. Well, I did just look, Glenn, and I know the production department's given us that Time's Up cue, so let's forget our acting and just remind the folks to tune in this station every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for Moonlight Serenade with lovely Marion Hutton, Ray Eberly, Tex Beneke, and all the boys.
Right, Paul, and don't forget, everybody, this is your program, and we want to play the tunes you like, so let us hear from you. This is Glenn Miller saying goodnight for Marion, Ray, Tex, and the Modern Airs, all the boys in the band. We'll be seeing you soon. And in the meantime, keep 'em flying. You know, there are usually a couple of boys with every band that do a lot of hard work, yet never play a note in front of an audience. Plenty of credit is due 'em because the success of any band depends largely on their work. Yes, I'm talking about the Rangers, and our band has two swell guys working their heads off all the time to get the music ready that you ride in asking for. I'd like you to meet them now. First, Jerry Gray from up New England way.
Hello, everybody, and thanks, Glenn. I'm here, and the spirit is willing.
But the knees are weak.
I arranged the tune, Glenn, and you're not fooling.
Okay, Jerry, you go hang on to that piano over there while I give Billy Finnegan the once-over life. Where's your hometown now, Billy?
Bronx, New Jersey, Glenn.
Say, you know, you fellas have radio personalities. Well, now, don't be bashful, boys. Let's get out of that, and you tell the folks the arrangement of yours that you consider the best. Come on, Jerry, you go first.
Well, Glenn, I guess I got the greatest kick out of String of Pearls.
Well, if you add Anvil Chorus to that, I think I'll take it. Now, Billy, what's on your mind?
Well, before I start, I'd just like to say that we both got to go some to top a little arrangement of a tune by Glenn Miller called Moonlight Serenade.
I'll bet you tell that to all the band leaders, Billy.
Well, here I go anyway. I like Moonlight Sonata.
Well, that's a really fine arrangement, Bill. And before we pass along, let's give a word to the swell arranging work of our trumpet player, Billy May, and also the man at the piano, Chummy McGregor. They're both a great help.
And a good word for Charlie Greer on our copyist.
That's right, Jerry. Let's don't forget Charlie. And I want to say again that you may never see Finnegan or Gray or Greon at a dance or hear him playing on the radio. But you can bet that they're home burning the piano at both ends, whipping those tunes in shape for your Moonlight Serenades. Yes, sir. Bill and Jerry and Charlie are a really important part of our band, so be listening for their swell arrangements every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Time's up now, so this is Glenn Miller saying good night, and be sure and keep 'em flying.
Well, that brings us up to the question and answer department, and tonight's questions and answers will be about a lad that's been singing with our band ever since we started. He's the head man in our romance department, Ray Everly. Come in here, Eb.
Thanks, Glenn, and good evening, everybody.
Ray, it doesn't seem possible that enough Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays have rolled around to put us into our third year of Moonlight Serenades, does it?
No, Glenn. It doesn't seem like 2 years since I shook through that first program.
Well, I guess we better break this up before you start shaking again. Are you all ready for some questions?
Shoot.
First, where and how long ago?
If I've got the score right, Hoosick Falls, New York is the where, and how long ago was 1919.
Well, that's not too far back. How about some dope on your singing experience to date?
Well, my mom played piano and my dad used to sing. So I just joined in until you came along. And you know what happened after that, so take it from there.
You want me to break down and tell the real truth?
Maybe you better not.
Well, off the record, I like it, and I think the folks listening in sort of do. Now, how about telling us two or three songs that you like to sing best?
Well, I always like Berkeley Square, To You, and Indian Summer.
Well, those are a lot of swell tunes, and you sang them very swell, Ed. We'll have to dig some of those out of the books and play them for the folks again. Time's up now, and thanks for coming, Ray. Before we go, let me remind you listeners that our Moonlight Serenade three times every week is your program, and you know how well we like to satisfy you. So let us know what you want to hear Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we'll always be glad to play your request. This is Glenn Miller saying good night for Marion, Ray, Tex, and the Modern Airs, all the boys in the band.